Lipitor 20 milligrams HS, Coreg 3.125 milligrams, BID, Levoxyl 50 mcgs, 1 tab QAM, Pepcid 20 milligrams, 1 tab BID, Effexor 150 milligrams, 1 cap QD, Flonase nasal spray QD, Zyrtec 10 milligrams QD, Bupropion ER 150 milligrams QD, Systane eye drops, one drop OU, BID. K code status is DNR. Diet is regular with cut up food, thin liquid. Allergies are sulfa. Vital signs are 141 over 71, 99, 97.9, 18, 91%, and 158.6 pounds general. Alert gentleman sitting in his electric wheelchair outside enjoying the weather. Neuro, he was compliant with coming to see me where there was shade, and he had a smile on his face, remembered who I was. In fact, he had been at a facility that I worked at as well, and so I knew him from there. Patient was engaging, made eye contact, and seemed to understand the basic information that I gave him and was able to tell me how he was feeling, period. Okay, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber gallop. Respiratory, a normal effort and rate. Lung fields are clear, no cough. Symmetric excursion. Abdomen is soft. Hypoactive bowel sounds present. No distension or tenderness. And musculoskeletal. Patient, due to cerebral palsy, gets around in a motorized wheelchair that he operates safely. He moves his arms in a fairly normal range of motion. Can weight bear to pivot transfer. And no lower extremity edema, a general decrease in muscle mass and motor strength of both upper and lower extremities. Skin warm, dry, intact with good turgor, A&P number one. Abdominal ileus diagnosed 5 days ago. He is on clear liquid diet, will be completed tomorrow. And told him what I would recommend as starting a regular diet, bland, soft foods, small amounts at a time until he starts to have normal BMs and no abdominal bloating or discomfort, period. Okay, next is BMP review. Patient has renal insufficiency with a creatinine of 1.31. Do not have comparison labs. His BUN is WNL, and his GFR is 57, so a little low, should be greater than 60, period. We'll monitor that for now, period. Next is mild hypocalcemia. Calcium is 8.2. 8.4 is the low end of normal. We can add Tums, though he's already on Oscal BID, and we'll just monitor. Next is hypoproteinemia. Total protein is 6.0. Albumin is 3.4. And those are values that are over the long term, not because of the acute issue of his ileus. We'll just encourage him to, again, monitor what he's eating, and drinking protein drinks will be recommended, at least one a day for a period of a couple of weeks, and then can go to one every MWF period. And then alkaline phosphatase is also elevated at 153 and most likely related to the ileus, and we'll follow up later, period. Next is hyperlipidemia. Patients' values are all in target range.